The Black Moon, a novel of Cornwall, 1794 to 1795, by Winston Graham, read by Oliver Hembrough. For Marjorie. Book 1, Chapter 1. Elizabeth Warleggan was delivered of the first child of her new marriage at Trenwith House in the middle of February 1794. It was an occasion of some tension and anxiety. Throughout, it had been understood and agreed between Elizabeth and her new husband that the confinement should take place at their townhouse, where the best medical attention was available. But Truro had been pestilential for months, first with summer cholera, which had persisted right through to Christmas, and then more lately with influenza and measles. There had seemed no hurry. Dr. Behenna, who rode out weekly to see his patient, assured them that there was no hurry. And so possibly there would not have been. But on the evening of the 13th, which was a Thursday, Elizabeth slipped and fell while going to her room. The fine stone staircase leading up from the great hall ran into a typically dark Tudor corridor from which the two main bedrooms of the house were reached by a flight of 5 more steps. Elizabeth caught her foot in the rough edge of the top stair and fell to the bottom. No one saw her, though 2 of the servants heard her cry out and the noise of her fall. And one of them, hurrying along the corridor with a warming pan, came upon her mistress lying like a broken flower across the bottom step. Immediately the house was in panic. George, fetched from the winter parlour, came heart in mouth, picked up his fainting wife and carried her to bed. As Dr. Dwight Ennis was still at sea, the only medical man within easy reach was old Thomas Choke. So he